Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Glad to have you back with us here at Wharton Fieldhouse this evening for Silver Streak Girls Basketball. A late start tonight. The sophomore game ran late, and the it was senior night here as well. By the way, the sophomore girls lost 47-36 was the final score, and so they fall to the Maroons tonight and getting ready for the varsity action. And let's go ahead here as we get set for our national anthem. And the PA announcer is John Bradley. And now he told me he was going to be singing the national anthem, but there's a young lady that's going to be doing it. Let's send it to John Bradley. Well, okay, doesn't have it on. And actually, a young lady came in and got the mic for him, and she doesn't have it turned on at this point. So I'm not sure why she is just holding our mic. And so... let's see if I can get her attention to, yeah, well, because the PA guy's supposed to have it. He said, oh, get it to me just before the varsity game. And he sent this young lady up to get it, and I assume she is the one singing the national anthem. So, all right, well, see if we get it turned on. Very nice job on the national anthem. Didn't catch the young lady's name, but a very good job. So let's see if our PA guy gets the he's got the mic in hand now. We'll see if he actually gets it turned on. Let's see here.
Nope.
She handed it to him, but
it doesn't look like she knows it's not on.
Okay. Well, okay. So we'll go ahead and we do not know Moline starting. Well, now I can see him sitting on the bench because Coach Santamore told me ahead of time, say, I'm not sure if I'm going to start all seniors tonight or not. But we'll start off with the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 5'6 senior Kylie Townsville, 5'6 senior Kayla Townsville, at 5'6 and a sophomore Andrea Sampson, 5'7 and a senior Ellen Junk, and 5'7 and a senior Sage Milroy. Of course, the Streaks head coach Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Leibach, also Michael Rux and Jay Barshinger. For the Moline Maroons tonight, they will start at one guard, Paige Finch, a 5'4 senior. Also, Alyssa Ely, 5'4 and a senior. They'll also start Alana Crompton, 5'10 and a junior. And that was the only one she knew for sure she was going to start the junior. They only have four seniors on the team. Also, Ava Gomez, 5'8 and a senior. And the other starter will be Crystal Rios, 5'6 and a senior. So she did decide to go with the four seniors tonight, along with Atlanta Crompton. The Maroons come in with a record of 14-9 on the season, 3-4 in the Western Big Six. Streaks are 21-5, and they are 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Latest high school polls that came out this week, Marshall still the number one team in 3A. Morton still the number two team. For whatever reason, Highland jumped up to number three. Mattoon dropped a spot to number four, still 22-0.
Maybe somebody went and watched Mattoon.
That could be that. Could be that. Richwood's number six. Normal U-High number eight. The Streaks check in the number 11 spot this week, just ahead of Peoria High. But Peoria only received two votes. The Streaks with 10, so just outside the top 10.
The thing that's going to throw Peoria off is they just got crushed by Richwood the other night.
Yeah,
did you
really
see that?
Bad. Yeah, 60-something to 20-something.
Right. Lawson didn't play. Jenkins didn't play. And Edwards suffered a knee injury during the game.
Ah, my goodness.
Yeah, so that explains that. I asked Kurt Pegler over on Twitter whether or not, because he had mentioned how bad the score was, and I was like, did Lawson play? And then I heard that Jenkins didn't play. And
Lawson had hurt her knee in the first quarter when they played Morton.
Right. And then Jenkins, if you remember, she was the big girl inside.
Right, right.
And then Edwards, obviously the speedy freshman guard, Michi's daughter, supposedly a knee injury. So we'll have to monitor to see what happens with that. But that changes the landscape of the sectional severely, because if they're without even two of those three players, that's going to be a big blow.
Streaks in their road, black with silver numbers, trimmed in white. Kayla Townsend wins the tip over Atlanta Crompton. And the Streaks have the basketball to start the game. Moline in their home white, trimmed in maroon numbers, trimmed in maroon. Ellen Junk, top of the key left wing. Sage Milroy, the open three is up, and that's way off the mark. Hit the glass on the other side, and the rebound comes out long to Crompton. She gives way to Rios. Now it's Ely with it, left of the center circle, working against Kayla Townsend. Kayla knocks it away, dives after it. Now it's still on the floor. Kayla finally got rid of it, goes to the floor again. Now it's Ellen Junk and I believe Ava Gomez have it tied up now. And they're going to call a jump ball. The possession arrow points toward Moline. Nice hustle to start by the Streaks. Great job defensively by Kayla Townsend. Nice hustle diving after it. Ellen Junk as well.
Well, yeah, just unfortunate the Streaks weren't able to get possession because of what a great job Kayla did. She's back at it right now, and that should be an over and back.
Yeah, knocked it near the backcourt. And she
it's in the backcourt.
Yeah, she touched it before it went into the backcourt, and Kayla knocked it away, but the girl Gomez
was holding
it
over the half-court line.
Or rather, Ely. Now this is Crompton. Their eyes down the right baseline. Gets up and under the defender, lays it up and in. 2-0 Moline. 7:06 to play here in the first quarter.
I don't understand the no call there because that looked like a clear over and back.
Ellen Junk, right wing, Sage Milroy down on the right block. It goes to Kayla Townsend. Can't hit, but she gets hammered by Ava Gomez. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game. Gomez picks it up, and Kayla Townsend will go to the free throw line with two shots. Now, what they've done here, and you may have heard Brad and Jim describe this, there used to be a scoreboard straight across from us, so at least we had the time and the score, as Kayla missed the first one there. And because the scoreboard up to our right, we can't see. The one up to our left, I can see the score, and I can see the clock in its entirety. If I move around, I can see the first two numbers and then the last one. But they put a new they had a big square scoreboard in the middle like they used to at Assembly Hall, and they used to have one here, and there's a new one. We can't see that at all, even leaning down. 2-0 as Kayla missed both shots.
Kayla missed two free throws. She missed that many in 12 attempts on Saturday afternoon.
Well, hopefully we'll go that way from here on out. She won't miss any more tonight. Out high on the left side, it's Gomez for Moline. Driving down the left side, this is Rios. Pulls up with a 12-footer, puts it up and in. Crystal Rios with her first basket, 4-0 Maroons.
Rios earlier in the season hitting 10 threes against Rocky in a conference game, set the unofficial conference record for girls basketball.
Sage for three from straight on. Good! Okay, so that didn't affect her for very long. First shot was way off from the left wing, hit on the glass, but from straight on, perfect. It's 4-3 now. Streaks trail 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Out high left side, this is Rios for Moline. Gets to Crompton on the left wing. Triple team now drives baseline, leans in. Shot blocked by Kayla Townsend from behind. Now the second time gets knocked away by Sage Murrow. It's going to go out of bounds at the baseline, and the Maroons will get it back.
Well, Crompton got away with a hook. She hooked Kylie to the point where Kylie went to the ground, and then she pushed off on Sage, no call.
Inbound nearly stolen by Sage Milroy, but coming up with it is Gomez. In for Moline, Megan Pittington, 5'9", sophomore. Now to Crompton, mid-block, kicks top of the key to Gomez. Gomez dribbles right, kicks right wing to Rios. Back to Gomez. Now Pittington, mid-block, and it's stolen away. Dropping down to help out was Andrea Sampson. It actually ended up being a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 5:30 to play in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 4-3. Nice help doubling down by Andrea Sampson. Kylie Towns will out high left side, left wing to Kayla. Kayla, top of the key, Andrea. She'll dribble right, gets a pick from Ellen, stops, gives to Sage, right wing, fires a three. Good!
Starting to feel it.
Yeah, though, well, this is good to see because that doesn't normally happen in this gym, and I can see Coach Santamore is looking at her hands like out like, why didn't anybody get out there and get a hand up? This is twice now. Right wing on the dribble. This is Ely with it. Goes baseline, kicks it to Rios on the left side, into the paint. Seven-footer up, no good. Hard off the glass. The rebound gets tipped out. He's going to go to the sideline, saved in bounds, and now they're going to say that Gomez stepped on the far sideline. Streaks will have it, leading 6-4, 4:51 to play here in the first quarter.
We'll see what kind of changes they make defensively, but you would imagine that somebody's going to stay in Sage all over the floor.
Nice drive by Kayla down to the left side, but gets blocked away by Crompton. Kayla went to the floor. I think she was trying to add a little Academy Award there. I'm not sure that there was contact. The official didn't call it. He was right there, and I couldn't tell from our angle. It looked like a clean block. So Kayla will inbound from the right baseline. In it comes to Kylie out high right side. Dribbles left into the paint. Kicks to Ellen on the left wing. Swing over to Kayla on the right wing. Fakes, drives, pulls up with a 10-footer. Can't hit, but it's blocked, and she's fouled by Alyssa Ely. That'll be her first foul, second team foul on the Maroon. So Kayla goes back to the free throw line where she missed too early. All 6 points have come from Sage Milroy on three-pointers. And now Kayla breaks that string, and she hits the first free throw as Megan Lingefelter and Emily Miner check in for the first time tonight. They'll give Andrea Sampson and Ellen Junk a break with 4:35 to play in the first. Streaks leading 7-4.
Kayla came into the game just shy of 73% for the free throw line. Hits them both here, so 50% in the game.
8-4 Streaks. Moline with a basketball across midcourt right side. It's Rios now between the circles. Picks up, gives out high left side to Ely. Ely working against Kayla Townsend. Dribbles left to the baseline. Kayla got a hand on that shot, I believe, and coming down with a rebound was Emily Miner, but now she's going to get tied up as Crompton knocked it away from behind and then tied her up, and it's going to go back to the Maroons.
Yeah, you got to get that ball in a strong position and get it either above your head or under your chin and be able to get it out of there if you're Emily.
And I think that's what Coach Massey was indicating to her. You got to be strong with it. Yeah. As the inbound, I thought, went off Crompton's
foot. Knee.
Foot or knee, but they're going to say it goes back to Moline. They're going to say it was went off of Kylie Townsend. Piddington to inbound on the left baseline for the Maroons. In it comes left wing to Rios. Rios brings it to the free throw line, penetrates, and a bump is going to be called.
On Sage, I think. Nope. I was
Megan Lingefelter got the call. So that's the first team foul on the Streaks. 8-4 Streaks lead, 4:10 to play first quarter. Piddington to inbound, gets it in on the left baseline to Leticia Billups, who's in, 5'11 junior. Inside to Piddington, got it knocked away, and Sage Milroy comes up with it for the Streaks. Sage on the run. Now she'll walk it across midcourt right of the center circle. Gets to Kayla out high on the left side. Kayla penetrates inside the free throw line, and a push is going to be called. Now they're starting to tighten up the calls. That's going to go on Rios.
Rios, yeah.
That's going to be her first foul. Three team fouls now on the Maroons. And it must have been a hand check, I guess.
Well, it had to have been because she went by her, and he didn't call it initially. I thought the hands were on her right when she started driving.
Yeah.
He waited until she got it inside the three-point line a little bit.
Now Kayla has it posted up on the left block. Got knocked away from behind by Billups, and Megan Lingefelter comes up with it. Hands back to Kayla. She's got it near the center circle. She'll dribble right. Right wing goes to the baseline. Nice dish inside to Megan Lingefelter. She was going to try to dump it underneath to Emily Miner, but lost a handle on it. Now we've got a tie-up between Miner and Rios, and the possession arrow points back toward the Streaks. Kayla to inbound from the left baseline. 3.5 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-4. Inbound stolen away by Alyssa Ely. She was ready for that one. All the way down the right side. Ely too hard off the glass, and it got knocked away from behind. Megan Lingefelter took a shot to the back of the head. No call there, but the Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
She's just got to adjust her hair tie now.
I never had that issue, and
no.
I still don't.
You definitely don't now.
Left wing, Emily Minert. Out high to Kylie. Now Sage out high on the right side to Kayla. She'll fire the three from the left wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Billups for Moline. Off to Ely. Ely on the run. Bounces right wing for Rios. Down on the right block, Piddington, kind of a half hook there, and it got it up and in. She kind of turned with her foot up in the air and put the shot up and in. Piddington's first basket, and make it 8-6 Streaks with 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. Kayla Townsville out high on the left side with it. Out high right side to Sage Milroy. Back to Kayla near the center circle, directing traffic on the big maroon M in the middle of the floor. Dribbles right down the right side lane, all the way in for an uncontested layup.
They thought about contesting, but she got it so far in front that it was going to be either foul or just let her go, and they decided to let her go. And you know, Pennington doing a much better job defensively on Sage because Sage can't get open. You think about it. She hit those two threes with about 2 minutes into the quarter, and now all of a sudden she hasn't been able to get any space.
Billups down on the right block goes up, but she's going to be fouled by Emily Miner. Emily initially went straight up with both hands but then brought him down and got the call. So Billups will go to the free throw line. First foul on Emily. Second team foul on the Streaks. Billups to the free throw line with two shots. First time Moline's been at the line tonight. 2:19 to play in the first quarter. First one is no good. Streaks with a 10-6 lead. Ellen Junk, Andrea Sampson back in for the Streaks as Megan Lingenfelter and Kylie Towns will get a break. Into the Moline lineup is Hannah Teeley, a 5'9 junior. So Letitia Billups, 5'11 junior at the free throw line. Second shot is up. Kind of a shot put, no good. Rebound Andrea Sampson. Outlet to Sage Milroy. She'll walk it up for the Streaks.
Not a whole lot of arc on that free throw attempt.
No, not at all. Kayla, top of the key, left wing, Ellen Junk. Ellen puts on the floor, penetrates to the free throw line, kicks to Andrea on the right wing. Andrea Sampson, high post to Emily Miner, now kicks back out to Kayla, right of the center circle. Top of the key, Ellen to Emily, out high right side, right wing to Kayla. Backdoor pass, Emily Miner, left side, gathers herself up off the glass and in. Nice run play by the Streaks. Good ball movement. Kayla to Emily Miner. She puts it up on the left side and in. 12-6 Streaks. 1:45 to play first quarter.
I was surprised looking back at the stats. Against Bloomington, Emily didn't even attempt a shot, which she's
really
been one of the more productive inside players for the Streaks.
Teeley misses a three from the left wing. The rebound got tipped around. They're going to say it went off the Streaks last. It'll go back to Moline as Kylie Townsend checks back in. She'll replace Emily Meinert. Teeley to inbound from the left baseline. 1:33 to play here in the first quarter. Near a five call, didn't get it. Pennington gets the inbound. Now it's Rios. Penetrates right side, down the right side of the lane, up off the glass. No rebound. Comes down to Crompton, and she just lost her balance and lost the ball. But fortunately for her, Rios there to save it inbounds, but it went right to Sage Milroy. Good hustle by Rios as Crompton just watched it go as she was falling. Kylie Townsend out high left side. She fires a three. Good! Kylie Townsend gets on the board with a three-pointer. Kind of flat from out high on the left side, but it was effective. 15-6. This is as well as I've seen a shoot from the perimeter in this gym.
Yeah, who'd she get that pass from? Was it from Sage?
Yes, from Sage. Rios with it. Mid-post it goes to Billups. Kicks out on the right wing to Teeley. She fires a three. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Milroy on the weak side. She'll take it herself. Sage has it tapped away by Rios and now has to dive for it near midcourt. Now picked up by Kylie Townsend. Kylie across midcourt right side. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Back out to Sage Milroy, and Coach Massey yells for one shot. Left wing, it's Kayla with 34 seconds to play. Now it's Sage with it on the right side. Brings it back out between the circles. Out high left side, Kylie. Left wing to Andrea. 27 to play. Andrea Sampson to Ellen Junk to Kayla Townsend on the right side with 22. Now it's Sage Milroy as they run a bit of a weave with 18. Andrea, right wing, dribbles back out high. Gives to Sage, right of the center circle with 12. Left of the center circle to Kylie with 10. Back to pass to Sage.
Pass.
Wide open, lays it up with 7 seconds to play. Sage Milroy from Kylie Townsend, 17-6 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Pennington, 1 second to play. Throws up the runner from the right baseline. No good. We played one quarter of basketball. Good quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, Galesburg 17, Moline 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's
win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include St. Vincent de Paul, the First Lutheran Food Pantry, and Feed My Lambs in Abingdon. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Moline with the basketball to start the second quarter. Town air to Thayer Gibson at Wharton Fieldhouse. Streaks leading 17-6. Left wing, this is Rios. Drives baseline, pulls up with an 8-footer. No good. Nice block out by Ellen Junk. And Sage Merrill comes down with a rebound. Did a nice job. I think it was Billups she was blocking out of there. 17-6, Streaks lead. Sage Milroy with it out near the center circle, right side to Kylie, left side, left wing to Kayla. Kayla fakes and tries to go baseline, but she got tripped up by Teeley, and she would have had an open lane to the basket there. Teeley picks up her first foul, and that is now four team fouls on the Maroons. Just underway second quarter. Kayla to inbound from the left baseline. Left wing, it comes to Sage. Sage penetrates, stops just inside the free throw line, kicks out to Kayla. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Now it's Kylie with the top of the key. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Got Billups to beat. Billups blocked the shot, but it was Ely there, and yep. She knocked her to the floor, got her with a body. So Kylie's going to go to the free throw line. That is the second foul on Alyssa Ely. So Kylie with 3 points on a three-pointer there late in the first quarter. And also a nice assist to Sage Milroy to end the quarter as the Streaks were working for one. As Kylie misses the free throw. So we got Sage already vying for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game with a couple of threes to get the streak started. Kylie with a three. Kayla with a couple of free throws and a basket. A nice drive and a nice assist to Emily Meinert on a shot as well.
Kylie, a 57% free throw shooter, splits the pair.
So she's got four now, 18-6 streaks, 7:15 to play first quarter. Rios, top of the key out high right side to Teeley. Back to Rios between the circles. Left wing nearly stolen away by Kayla Townsend. Pittington able to grab it. Got it to Billups. Her pass knocked away by Andrea Sampson, but it went right to Rios. Now it's Crompton. Mid post kicks it out to Rios. Top of the key. Fires a three. Good. I wasn't sure she was actually back behind, but the official indicated three as she let it fly. 18-9 streaks lead. 6:50 to play first half.
Don't want to let her get going. If she hit 10 against Rocky, and Rocky does a pretty good job pressuring the perimeter.
Sage with it, right wing, top of the key, Kylie. Left wing, it goes to Kayla. She'll fire the three. That's too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Ellen had her hands on it, but it got knocked away by Rios, so it'll go back to the streaks.
An interesting strategy there by Rios. Instead of trying to rebound the ball, she spiked it out of bounds.
Kayla to inbound from the right.
Shannon Moore is probably not very happy with that play.
Now Kayla has it, left baseline for three. That's too strong again. Rebound comes down to Pittington, but it's stolen away. Actually, a jump ball. Kylie Townsend got in there and actually somehow got she and Crompton ended up with it. They both took it away from Pittington, and the tie-up goes possession arrow points toward the streaks.
Yeah, great job by Kylie. She got the underneath position, was able to root her out, Crompton out just enough that she was able to get her hands on that ball.
Kylie top of the key. Now Kayla left wing to Sage out between the circles. She'll reset for the streaks. And looks like, I guess they are still in. Are they in a man-to-man? No,
I think 1-2-2. They're in a zone.
Backdoor pass to Kayla. I don't know how that got through there, but she puts it up and in. The feed from Sage right over the outstretched arms of Crompton. She was jumping, and somehow Kayla's able to grab the pass, put it up and in. She's got 6, 20-9 streaks. Now a near steal by Kayla. Rios able to run it down. High post Crompton spins in the paint to the right and runs over Kylie. And
Kylie's
who's the foul going to be?
Call for the foul, I think. Yep.
Yeah, wow. I mean, Crompton's got a much bigger body than Kylie, and also the fact that she's 5'10", and she just knocked Kylie to the floor, ran over, and Kylie got called for the foul. That's her first 13 foul on the streaks. Inbound comes to Teeley on the right baseline. Gives way to Billups, out to Crompton, top of the key, out high left side. Tapped away by Kylie. Crompton gets it back, crosses over, and nice help by Kayla. Whoa, and now what are we? A two-shot foul?
They're going to call Kylie with the second foul with her.
How's it a two-shot foul? She was one. She traveled because she was trying to dribble. Kayla had knocked it away, and she was not shooting the ball. She wasn't even attempting a shot, but she's going to the free throw line with two shots. Huh. So two quick fouls on Kylie Townsend as Crompton hits the first. Wow. Not sure what they saw on that. 21-10 now, or was that 11?
That was 11. She hit them both.
She hit them both. They still had nine up on the board. 21-11 streaks, 5.5 minutes to play first half. Now they've got it right, 21-11. Sage Milroy right wing with it to Kayla Townsend. Long three from out high on the right side. That's a little bit short. Rolls out, no good. Rebound comes down to Billups for the Maroons. Well, Kayla's really close. She's right on target, been a little bit longer, a little bit short, so those are going to start to fall for her at some point. Left wing, this is Rios. Drives baseline, makes a nice move, gets around Andrea, puts it up off the glass and in. Crystal Rios with 7 in the ball game.
Rios has made a couple nice moves to get inside, and she's not afraid to take that short jumper.
Sage long three from out high on the right side. Can't hit. Rebound saved inbounds by Andrea Sampson. Now there's a fight for it. Coming up with it is Crompton for Moline. Goes down the left side, splits the defenders, but was short on the shot. Rebound Ellen Junk. Bounces for Sage. Gets it to Kayla in the backcourt still. 4:40 to play here in the first half. 21-13 streaks lead. Kayla Townsend, left wing to Sage. Left baseline to Ellen outside the three-point arc. Back out high to Kayla. Now left baseline, Sage brings it to the wing. Gives to Kayla out high left side. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Calls out the play. Gives to Sage on the wing. Back to Kayla again. Now between the circles, it's Andrea Sampson. Andrea looks for the back door. Couldn't find Emily Miner. Now Kayla gets it to Emily down on the block. Ran into Billups. Lost it. Got it back out to Andrea. Now it's Kayla with it near the center circle.
So Andrea looks like, it looked like she might have gotten hit in the leg or something. She was walking a little slow. She looks okay now.
Now Kayla penetrates just inside the free throw line. 13-footer, no good. Rebound's going to go off Emily Miner last, and it's going to go back to the Maroons as Megan Lingefelter checks back in for the streaks. And for the first time tonight, Shannon Fowler, 5'9", junior for the Maroons. Well, I did notice after one of the Rios had made the nice move down here and got around her that she kind of went up with her behind her. She came down. She was kind of ginger on her ankle, looked like, right after that. So I don't know if that has something to do with that, maybe.
Maybe, because she definitely was walking a little bit different. And
Teely from the right baseline. Air balls a three. Rebound Megan Lingefelter. And Kayla Townsend will bring it up for the streaks. 3:40 to play first half. 20-13 is the streaks lead. They had 21 up there before. Now it says 20.
Yeah, they took a point away from the streaks, which I only had the streaks with 20,
okay.
And then I adjusted it because they adjusted it.
I haven't added mine up, so I'm
now
not even
I'm
sure.
Debating whether I need to go through and do a full add.
Ellen Junk from straight on misses from on top of the three-point line. Rebound comes down to Crompton for Moline. Gives way to Rios. She gets it across, gets to Pittington, left baseline. Stops, looks for help. Gets out to Rios out high on the left side. Rios working against Megan Lingefelter, gets a pick from Crompton, goes down the right side of the lane, scoops a shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around and brought down by Sage Milroy with just under 3 minutes to play in the half.
This Moline team really brings some big bodies off that bench.
Yeah, because we had 17 in the first quarter, and we've only got 3 here in the second quarter. Three-pointer, Megan Lingefelter, right baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Teely. His way to Crompton. Now it's Rios across midcourt left side. Streak struggling from the field. That was a three.
3 attempt.
Left baseline, it's Teely outside the three-point arc. Out high, it goes to Rios on the left side. High post, it's Crompton. Gets it across to Pittington. Drives down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, rolls it in. Megan Pittington's got 4, make it 20-15 streaks.
She's been outscored 9-3 in this quarter.
Left wing, Sage Milroy. Teely closes out so she can't get the three off. Now it's Ellen to Sage. Left wing, back to Kayla, top of the key. Penetrates to the free throw line to Ellen. Now it's Sage. Left wing, they close out again. And now overthrew, Sage trying to get it back to Kayla. Overthrew her, goes out of bounds, and the streaks turn it over with 2:07 to play in the half, and the Maroons can cut it to either 3 or 2 with a three-pointer.
4 turnovers now for the streaks in the game. 13.5 per game coming in, and, you know, the interesting thing, Tom, is they've gotten a lot better handling the ball. In the last 4, the streaks are only averaging giving up 10 or turning the ball over 10 times.
Gomez back into the ball game for Moline. She gets it to Rios. Out high right side, it's Teely back to Rios between the circles. Gets to Crompton high post. Nice job by Ellen Junk, and she kind of hooked her, got around her. And they're going to call a foul on her. She hooked her to get to the basket.
And before that, she had actually pulled Ellen's arm down.
Wow. I mean, it's a good move when you get away with it, but you don't usually get away with that. So she's going to go to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Ellen Junk, first foul. That's 5 team fouls on the streaks now. Because Ellen was actually doing a nice job because Crompton was really backing in, pushing at that mid-post to get that pass, to get position to get that. Ellen kind of bodied her up, and then, like you said, she hooked her and then pushed her arm down as she completes the three-point play. She's 3 for 3 from the line, and it's now 20-18 streaks with 1:45 to play in the half.
Crompton at 12-7, the first matchup.
Sage for three, right wing. Hurry that one. It was short. Rebound comes down to Crompton on the weak side. Moline with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Rios with it. My guess is that Coach Santamore on her next senior night probably will not start all seniors unless that's the starters anyway. I'm just saying. this is Billups down on the low block. Kicks out to Teeley right wing. It's Crompton now at high right side. Top of the key to Rios. Fires a three from straight on. Got it. And Moline takes the lead. And again, you don't want to see her start getting hot. She's got two threes here in the quarter. 21-20. Moline with 105 to play in the half.
Moline's first lead since it was 4-3.
Now Kayla for three out high on the right side. Can't hit. Rebound knocked away by Ellen Junk, and it's going to go back to Moline.
Streaks get a little three-dependent again, and that's where they run into trouble is when they get so focused on shooting that three that they don't look inside at all.
So the Maroons with it with under a minute to play in the half, leading 21-20. Crystal Rios across midcourt left side. She's got 10 in the ballgame, including a couple of threes here in the second quarter. She's got it between the circles. High post goes to Billups. Now kick it out high right side to Teeley. Right baseline, Crompton. Again, hooks. Ellen Junk goes by her, gets a pass off, and it's an air ball by Ely. Rebound comes down to Sage Milroy. That's the only way she could get around there on the baseline is to hook her and kind of move her out of the way. Andrea Sampson, 26 to play. Andrea with it, top of the key. Left wing, Kayla Townsell. Kayla penetrates, stops, dumps down to Ellen on the baseline, moves in left side, shot blocked by Crompton. Crompton comes down with a rebound. 13 seconds to play. Teeley, right wing, gets to Crompton right in the center circle with nine. And Santamore saying, clear it out, clear it out. And now they give it to Rios, left with 4 seconds. Rios between
the circle. They're not making a move to the basket.
Now she goes that way, splits the defender, scooped it up off the glass and got it. I'm not sure how she got through there and kind of went up from about 9 feet out and scooped the shot up and in. Crystal Rios with 13 in the ball game and 11 of those in the second quarter. We're at halftime, and the Moline Maroons have taken the lead. It's Moline 23, Galesburg 20. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime stats, halftime scoreboard, and more. Streaks trail 23-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
We helped the bridal party decorate the van. We drove the newlyweds through town blasting our horn. Being part of a wedding celebration was definitely a first for the handyman. We were contacted by the mother of the groom, and she explained that her son used a mobility device to get around. She said her son and his new bride needed transportation to the reception and wondered if we could help. Absolutely. And after partying with family and friends, Handy Van picked the newlyweds up and took them to their final destination to begin their new life together. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Grab your golf clubs. You're moving. Well, after you purchase the ranch-style home that's for sale on Pottawatomie Road at Swangatahaha Country Club. There's plenty of space for your golf cart in the 2.5-car garage. Go to Galesburg.info. Keyword FISBO for the details.
You've got ideas. Now you need someone you can trust to implement them. Mad Craftsman with tons of experience and pictures to prove it. Meet Courtright Construction of Oneida. A new kitchen or a new house, these perfectionists will blow you away. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back to Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois. We are at halftime. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, after leading at the end of the first quarter 17-6, got outscored 17-3 in that second quarter. Now trail 23-20 to the Moline Maroons. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The sophomore girls lost here tonight by a final of 47-36. Coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg boys back in Western Big Six play. They will travel up here to the Quad Cities to take on the United Township Panthers, the number seven team in Class 4A. They're 6-0 in the Western Big Six, 20-3 on the season. Coach Ryan Weber having a heck of a season in his first year with the Panthers. And we'll have that for you tomorrow night. I'll be there with Brad Benowitz. Brad will have the play-by-play getting underway. Well, it'll be around 7:06 for the pregame, a scheduled 7:30 tip tomorrow night from the Panther Den. Then coming up Saturday, both the Streaks teams will be in action. It's the Galesburg Shootout, and that'll get underway in the morning. Games all day. The girls will be taking on Stillman Valley, a team from Northern Illinois, and they've got a young lady, their center, 6'3", that's going to be playing at Arkansas next year. I think originally verbally committed to Wisconsin and then changed her mind, and she's going to be playing at Arkansas, so quite a talent there, and one of the bigger players the Streaks will see this year. That'll be around 3:10 for the pregame, 3:30 tip. Eric and I will be there for that, and then the boys will be back in action on Saturday night. The late game, they will take on Lake Forest Academy. Now, if you're planning on heading out to John Thiel Gym for any of the action, they're going to be having a soup dinner going on. That gets underway at noon, goes all the way till 7 in the cafeteria. Coach Massey told me there will be tons of different kinds of soup that you're able to check out. Again, that'll be going on Saturday during the shootout out at Galesburg High School, the soup dinner going on in the cafeteria. So lots of basketball coming up here on WGIL. And, in fact, also Saturday, let's see, I'm looking ahead at the schedule, the Illinois Fighting Illini, actually we won't, they're playing at, it's a 2:30, we may have some of that second half of that game because it's a 2:30 pregame, so that means a 3:30 tip, so the same time as the girls. So it just kind of depends on where we're at with that game as to whether we'll pick up the rest of that. But that'll be at Happy Valley, which will not be easy as the Illini have not been good on the road. Been fine at home, just not good on the road in the Big Ten. So, again, they'll play there at 3:30 Saturday afternoon.
Conference. Course, I got the conference scores.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Rocky up at half over Almond, 32-5, and UT with a 32-19 advantage over Quincy.
All right. So the Rocks as expected, and UT over Quincy. And we're winding it down. Of course, we got the game Saturday, and then conference game a week from tonight. We'll be down at Quincy against the Blue Devils, and then that following Saturday at Sterling to take on the Golden Warriors, and then we'll wrap up the regular season with a home game against Rock Island 2 weeks from tonight. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, and just about ready to get things going in the postseason. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail 23-20. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Cloudy skies for the rest of tonight with a chance of flurries, a low of 23, and mostly cloudy all day tomorrow with a chance of snow, a high of 30 and a low of 22. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 at WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Richard Duff of Galesburg, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Moline Maroons 23-20, thanks to Galesburg Nissan. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandburg Mall, as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And tonight, driving the most popular SUV in the country. It's a certified pre-owned 2016 Nissan Rogue SL. Very, very nice vehicle. And you go test drive one of these. You will understand why it is the most popular SUV in the United States right now. It's a very nice car. I mean, it's fully loaded leather, everything heated. Cameras, I don't know what you call it, 3D view. It's almost like a view from above with the cameras. When you're along with the backup camera, you can see to the sides and the front and everything. Just a really, really nice vehicle. They've got a bunch of these on the lot, certified pre-owned, and also a bunch of the brand new 2017, some new 2016s as well. So you're going to want to check out the Nissan Rogue, whether it's a certified pre-owned or a brand new 16 or 17. Now with a certified pre-owned, there's so much you can buy with confidence. 7-year towing assistance, 24/7 roadside assistance, 7-year 100,000 mile limited warranty, coverage for 7 years, 100,000 miles on the vehicle odometer, whichever comes first, and the 167-point inspection, so you know this car has been gone through thoroughly by the technicians there at Galesburg Nissan. And, really, really nice. You want to check out the Nissan Rogue. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandburg Mall. Streaks trail at halftime, 23-20. Our halftime stats are brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, Streaks led by Sage Milroy's 8 points, a couple of threes, and a two all in that first quarter. They really did a nice job on her defensively in that second quarter. 6 points for Kayla Townsville, a couple of baskets, and 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Kylie Townsville, a three, and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points on a basket for Emily Miner. Streaks just 3 for 6 from the line. 3 three-pointers in the game. The Maroons were led by Crystal Rio. She had a couple of threes in the second quarter. In fact, 12 points, 10 of those coming in the second quarter for the Maroons. 7 points for Atlanta Crompton. A couple of baskets, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 4 points on a couple of baskets for Megan Pittington. Letitia Billups, 2 misses from the line. They were 3 for 5 from the line. A couple of three-pointers as they outscored the Streaks. After Galesburg outscored Moline 17-6 in the first quarter, they got outscored 17-3 in that second quarter.
Team stats, Streaks only turned the ball over 4 times, but they only forced 5 turnovers. Streaks were out-rebounded 15-8, and offensive boards were even at 3 apiece. Moline shooting the ball, shot the ball really well. They were 9 of 22 from the field, and that includes 2 of 5 from downtown. The Streaks, on the other hand, were 7 of 20 from the field, 3 of 12 from downtown. But the real story in that isn't just the numbers that you hear. They were 1 of 11 in the second quarter, wow, including 1 of 4 from inside the arc. So they were 0 of 7 from downtown. And that's not going to do you much good if you're shooting that poorly from outside. They've got to find a way to get some points inside. And I know, you know, some of the shots we've seen them try to take inside have been blocked by Crompton, and Billups has been big inside. But you know, you've got to find some way to get some points, right, on the board. Unfortunately, they just were not able to do that.
Yeah, sometimes it's that extra pass, and you do start getting some of those, then that opens things back up on the perimeter as well, because, like we said, Sage really didn't get any, maybe one fairly open look there in that second quarter. Again, halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Halftime here, the Streaks trailing 23-20, and now, you know, the thing that's going to happen here in the second half, you're going to have a Moline team that's playing with a lot of confidence, because, and you know, fortunately for Coach Santamore, after being down 17-6 at the end of the first quarter, they kept playing hard. In fact, they came out and played even harder, and that's, you know, that's, she said, has been the problem. They've had times where maybe there's 2 or 3 girls playing hard and a couple aren't. Well, that second quarter, they all came out and played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I think that the big thing for Moline was you didn't have your cohesive unit. It took them a little bit of time to get started. The Streaks took advantage, rightly so, and got out there and started scoring. But, you know, you can't just kind of rest on your laurels of taking threes. And you talked a little bit about Sage having one decent look. Well, I think that look was 3 feet behind the three-point line because she just decided to back up further than where she was before. But, you know, for the Streaks to come out, they're going to have to come out and they're going to have to kind of change the thought process here. The good thing is when you look at this team, this is a resilient team. They've come back in games before. They've gotten down to teams and they have been able to come back and get leads. They were down after one quarter against this team the first time, 15-9, tied it up at half, 25 apiece, and then went into the fourth with an 11-point lead before a 15-point win. So, you know, the Streaks know how to do this, and the big thing right now, I think, is going to be how well do they come out of the locker room. If they come out of the locker room hot, then we'll see a much different script here in the third quarter.
Well, and you can't feel too bad that you only scored 3 points in the second quarter and you're only down by three.
Right, exactly.
All right, getting ready to get the second half underway, and the Maroons will have the basketball to start the second half. Streaks come out with Kayla Townsville, Kylie Townsville, Ellen Junk, Sage Milroy, and Andrea Sampson. For the Maroons, Alana Crompton, Alyssa Ely, Megan Piddington, Letitia Billups, and Crystal Rios. Crompton will trigger from midcourt on the far side, as I guess they were just waiting for to reset the clock for the... I don't think the buzzer ever did actually sound. And we're ready to get the second half underway. Moline with the lead and the basketball. This is Ely on the dribble. All the way down the left side. Shot up off the glass and in. Nobody stepped up and helped out as Kayla got picked off by Crompton. And Ely gets her first basket. And the biggest lead of the ball game for the Maroons is at 5 now. Kayla Townsville left baseline to Ellen. Kylie. Now it's Kayla left wing. Penetrates. 10-footer up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Billups. For Moline. That was a good shot, though, for the Streaks.
I would have liked to see her square her shoulders, but, yeah, I mean, she went in, she got into a pocket of space and was able to get a decent-looking shot up. She kind of shot it leaning with the right hand.
Great job by Ellen Junk. Dropped down and fronted Billups. Crompton tried to get it inside there. Ellen knocks it away. Streaks come up with it. 1-2-2 zone this time by the Maroons. It's Sage Milroy between the circles. Left wing to Kayla. Thought about the three. Now looks over the defense, penetrates, gets a runner in the paint, actually tried to dump
pass.
It down to Ellen, but just a little bit hard with it. Ellen couldn't handle it. I'm not sure that she was ready for that. I think everybody in the gym thought that Kayla was going to take that shot, but that was a good thought, though.
I think you're right. I think it was a last. Ellen didn't pick up on it right away, and so when she got her hand up there, it was just she didn't time it up well.
Billups, top of the key with it for Moline. Out high right side to Piddington. She dribbles right to the wing, picks up, gets to Crompton, knocked away from behind and stolen by Kayla Townsend. She gets bumped. Now she's going to get called for a charge. She got caught. The bad thing is she threw the elbow, but Crompton had run into her twice and they didn't call it. And it's always the retaliation that gets called. So the foul is the
first
on Kayla.
Right?
Yeah. First on Kayla, and I mean, I don't know how you didn't see the bump twice. She nearly knocked her over, and that's why Kayla kind of trying to push her off and threw the elbow there. So her first foul, quickly Megan Lingenfelter in off the bench. They get it down to Crompton on the left block. She puts it up and in. She's got 9, 27-20 Maroons.
Coach Massey letting them play it out right now. They're struggling a bit, and you want to see just a basket here to kind of break the slump here because it's been a long time since the Streaks scored.
Andrea Sampson left baseline, out high to Megan Lingenfelter, top of the key, Sage, back to Andrea left wing. Back, swing it to Sage, top of the key, dribbles right, now takes it out right of the center circle. Back to Andrea left wing.
In fact, it was early second quarter when the Streaks last scored. It's been 18 in a row for Moline.
Yeah, it was the basket by Kayla Townsville. Nice look underneath Ellen Junk, back out to Kylie, now top of the key, Sage, left wing, Andrea. Good defense by the Maroons. They're shifting that zone right with the ball.
Well, the space to get the ball is in the middle of the floor. The Streaks have not even attempted to get it there.
Andrea to Sage out high right side. There they've got Ellen in the high post. Missed her there.
Andrea's got to be ready to shoot, too. She's got to be a threat out there on the floor.
Now Coach Massey calls the timeout just as they got it into the high post. Kylie, 30-second timeout, 5:41 to play third quarter. Streaks trailing 27-20. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. If you are looking for a vehicle, You thought about the mid-size SUV. The Nissan Rogue is the most popular SUV in the country right now, and there's a reason for that. We're driving a certified pre-owned 2016 Nissan Rogue SL. Now, this has everything on it, and it's a really, really nice vehicle. But when you get the certified pre-owned, that means a 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-backed limited warranty. It covers over 600 components, including the engine, the drivetrain, the transmission. You also get a Carfax vehicle history report, 7-year, 100,000-mile emergency roadside assistance, battery boost, flat tire change, fuel delivery, car rental reimbursement as the streaks turn it over out of the timeout, trip interruption, towing assistance, certified pre-owned by a pre-owned vehicle with a peace of mind. Know that it's gone through the 167-point inspection. But check out this certified pre-owned Rogue. They've got several of them on the lot. Also, new 2016s and 17s on the lot. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, near Steel by Sage Milroy. Rios able to pick it up on the right wing. Gets it out to Ely, right of the center circle. Back to Rios, right side. Low block, Pittington wide open, and turns and puts it up and in. I'm not sure if somebody got picked off on the other side of the floor. I guess that's what happened, and Pittington was wide open.
You've got to communicate right there. I think it was Emily Miner got screened off, and she's got to let everybody know that she needs help, and nobody saw her, and finally Rios picked her up and
streaks,
gave her the ball.
Turn it over again. Rios gets down, lays it up and in. Smart move by Kayla Towns. She was down there, kind of jabbed at the ball initially, then just let her go by. And now that's 14 for Rios. Another timeout by Coach Masters. The Streaks trail by 11, 31-20, 4:34 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks falling apart a little bit right now. Just no cohesiveness on the offensive end at this point.
Yeah, well, they've given up 22 straight points now, dating back to early in the second quarter. And there's been no end in sight. The offense looks like it's in shambles. And like I said, they need to find some way to attack the middle of the floor, because right now what they're doing isn't working. And you know, the last thing you wanted to do was come out of a 3-point halftime deficit and give up the first 8 points in the fourth quarter or third quarter to them. So, and that's what's happened.
So the Streaks just having trouble figuring out the 1-2-2 zone at this point. And then you know what happened when they did try to finally get in the middle, the zone had collapsed at that point and didn't get it in through the seam there. So, Streaks trailing 31-20 with 4:34 to play here in the third quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight. As Kayla Townsville inbound from the far sideline for the Streaks, in there with Sage Milroy, Emily Miner, Kylie Townsville, Andrea Sampson. Sage with it right of the center circle. Now Kayla, top of the key, left wing to Sage. Back to Kayla between the circles to Andrea out high right side. Right wing goes to Sage. Back to Andrea. And Kayla with it. Kylie flashing there into the post, and they haven't gotten it to her yet. Right wing, Sage. Back to Kayla out high between the circles on the left side.
Kylie's making it easy on him, though. Now she's out of the high post, but she was just going back and forth on the free throw line. She's got to make sure that they don't see her, and she's got to flash up.
Right wing, Sage. Now Andrea on high right side to Kayla between the circles, and just tossing around on the perimeter, not able to figure out this defense so far. Got to have really, really quick passes for one thing and try to beat the shift of the zone. Now a reach is going to be called on Crompton as Sage had lost the ball momentarily. Crompton reached in on her. That's her first foul, first team foul in the second half on the Maroons.
Well, the hope would be here you could get something out of this inbounds play, but they didn't even contest the inbounds. They just wanted to sit back in their defense.
Right wing, Kayla Townsville gets Emily Miner mid-post, spins into the paint, puts it up, gets bumped, no call, but puts it up and in from about 8 feet out. Nice job by Emily Miner to muscle it up and in. She's got 4:31-22. Streaks trailing with 3:20 to play here in the third quarter. Rios holding on out high on the right side against Andrea Sampson. Out high left side now goes to Pittington. Pittington gives to Ely on high right. Top of the key goes to Crompton. Dribbles left. Gets to Pittington on the left wing. To Ely on the baseline. Pass knocked away by Kayla Townsville. Ely gets it back and gets to Rios between the circles. High post Billups at the free throw line. Turns, gives back to Rios. Now right wing goes to Pittington. Pittington dribbles right. Crompton just pushed Kylie out of the lane. They didn't call it. Now she gets it posted up, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Emily Miner.
She's been doing that all game, though. She's been doing it to Ellen Junk, and she's been doing it instead of to Kylie. She just keeps shoving them out of the way.
Kayla from the left wing, three-pointer, no good. Oh, ball went off Billups. The ball went off Billups, and they're giving it to Moline.
She had the inside position. I don't know how you could think anything but.
Wow. So it's going to go back to Moline somehow. He's saying it went off Emily Miner, and she would have had to commit a foul to actually get her hands on the ball.
Yeah, because Billups had great position.
All right, Maroons with it. 2:35 to play here in the third quarter, leading 31-22. Streaks need to get something going here. Crompton with it, mid-post, now spins baseline, leans in, shot partially blocked by Kylie, and they're going to call Kylie for the foul.
Well,
come on.
A late foul at that. I mean, he was waiting to see if that ball was going in.
So Kylie picks up her third, and, you know, the thing that bothered me, maybe there was some contact, but when she's just, like, shoving her, whoever's guarding her out of the lane out of the way most of the time, and they're not calling that at all.
Well, you have three officials out there. Not one of them is watching inside. Because if they're watching inside, they would see the way she's hooking and pushing.
4 for 4 from the line for Crompton tonight as Megan Lingefelter, Ellen Junk check back in. They replace Kylie Townsend and Andrea Sampson. Crompton hits 5 for 5 now, 33-22, back to an 11-point lead for the Maroons. 2:20 to play third quarter. Right wing, Megan Lingefelter out high right side. Ellen Junk to Kayla Townsend. Out to Megan, back to Kayla out high left side. Fires a three. That's off the mark to the left. Emily Miner tried to save it inbounds and couldn't quite get there, and it's going to go back to the Maroons.
Well, Kayla's been way off on her threes. You know, early in the game she was barely missing, but the last few have been off like the side of the backboard. And now the Streaks don't pick up the runner, and good job by Ellen Junk to recover, and Megan Lingenfelter gets there to pick up the loose ball.
Had Ely on the fly running down. Crompton let the pass fly as Ellen just got shoved out of bounds, and it's going to go to Moline. She got pushed out of bounds and fell. The ball goes out of bounds, and they're giving it to Moline.
That's what Coach Massey's saying right now. He wants to know. And the official says no push. And
Wow.
Well, and the issue is that Moline's so much bigger that.
And the travel right there right in front of Coach Massey. The official didn't call it, but the Streaks come up with a steal. Megan Lingefelter. Left wing
steals now for Megan. Be ready to shoot, Megan.
Right wing. Megan fires a three. Short right on the mark, though. Rebound, Ellen Junk can't hit, but now they're going to call a foul. The official out near midcourt on the right side. I think that's the first time he's blown his whistle tonight. Calls a foul on Crompton. I don't know if she got it or not. He wasn't in a position to call it, though, that's for sure. But the official under the basket wasn't going to call anything.
Well, so. I didn't even know he was officiating
the
game.
So. I know. That's the first.
First time I've seen him.
Yeah. That's same here. As Ellen Junk hits the first free throw.
Ellen, an 80% free throw shooter coming in. She shot it 9 of 10 in that second game against Bloomington the other day, so she's been real good.
That one went in and out, and the rebound comes down to Shannon Fowler for the Maroons. 33-23, the Moline lead, a minute 30 to play here in the third quarter. Rios out on the right wing between the circles to Ely out near the center circle now. Working against Kayla Townsend out high right side to Rios. Rios fakes, drives baseline. Nice job by Megan Lingefelter. Got her push behind the glass. She missed the shot, but the ball goes to the floor now, and three white jerseys, a couple black jerseys down there. Jump ball called. Possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Rios made that quick move again, but Megan Lingefelter was right there, and by the time Rios went up for the shot, she nearly hit it. It went in and out, but she actually was behind the glass when she let it fly. Andrea Sampson back in for the Streaks, as is Kylie Townsend, Megan Lingefelter, Emily Miner will get a break. 1:15 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 33-23. Andrea Sampson, high post to Kylie Townsend, right wing to Kayla. She'll fire the three short, and the rebound comes down to Pittington.
That was a deceptive shot.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was going in at first.
Yeah, and then it hit the bottom of the rim and moved the net.
Rios with it. It looks like they're going to work for one shot with 50 seconds to play in the third.
Well, if I'm the Streaks, I'm not letting them do it because you're down by too much with
now
how slow they operate.
She penetrates and from straight on somehow banked that one in. Rios is definitely feeling it tonight. She's got 14, make it 35-23. Biggest lead of the ball game for Moline, 33 seconds to play. Right wing, Sage, a long three-pointer from near the sideline. In and out, back in.
That's well needed.
11 for Sage, 35-26 with 22 seconds to play. She was way out near the far sideline on the right side. Crompton across midcourt in the center circle now.
Kayla tried to shark her from behind. And
now they get to Crompton going down the right side lane. Kylie blocks the shot. Rebound somehow. Crompton got it back, puts it up, no, and the rebound's going to go off. Oh, my goodness. Billups and Crompton had inside position. I'm pretty sure one of them knocked it away, and it, again, goes back to Moline with 5.1 to play. Emily Miner's going to check in for defense here against the taller, more lean players on the inbound play. And also, Coach Massey doesn't want Kylie to pick up that fourth foul.
I would have been tempted to bring Hannah Huppenbauer in here just to have a leaper in the middle of the lane.
And it comes to Crompton, leans in. Shot blocked by Emily Miner. Emily with a rebound, 1 second to play. Gets it to Andrea, doesn't get the shot off. But good way to end the third quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streak, where they're still trailing as we head to the final quarter. After three, it's Moline 35, Galesburg 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include St. Vincent de Paul, the First Lutheran Food Pantry, and Feed My Lambs in Abingdon. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds. Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg, office specialist providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Stillman Valley Cardinals this Saturday afternoon in the Galesburg Shootout. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 3:10 on WGIL.
Fourth quarter underway. Kylie Townsville just picks up her fourth foul. Billups got to post it up, and she's trying to go up for the shot, and they say it was on the floor. So Kylie with four fouls now for the Streaks. Then it comes to Billups, right baseline. It's Pittington outside the three-point arc. Right wing, it goes to Ely. Now to Rios out left of the center circle. Streaks trailing 35-26. Tom Meredith there. Gibson here at Wharton Fieldhouse. Swing it to Pittington, top of the key, left wing. It's Billups with it, puts it on the floor. Gets out to Rios between the circles. That's another problem we're going to run into now, that they're going to run a lot of clock on the offensive end.
They're a slow. Oh, the ball's
near
loose.
Steal. Kayla knocked it away, and now nearly comes up with it again. Crompton able to get a hand on it, and just out of the reach of Kayla. Ely comes up with it. Now at
Carey.
Wow. Rare to see that, and that was mild compared to what we see some girls do just in their natural dribble, as they say.
Can we bring this guy down to Quincy with us?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want that, though, anyway. The way the rest of the game's been called. Andrea Sampson with it. Right wing, it's Sage. Fires a three-pointer. Good! Her second of the second half, fourth of the ball game. She's got 14, 35, 29, and now we've got a foul on the far sideline.
It's going to go against
Andrea Sampson. I didn't see what happened. That must have been a reach. The ball ended up going out of bounds. That's the first on Andrea, and I think the second team foul on the Streaks in the second half, I'm not sure. Or I guess that'd be the third because Kylie had two already. High post, it goes to Crompton. Spins, pushes off Ellen, leans in, puts up off the glass, no good. Billups goes over. Kylie's back for the rebound,
it
missed the shot.
Into her.
Crompton again runs into Ellen. There's nothing the Streaks can do. Now Ellen blocks the shot that time. It goes out of bounds. And Coach Santamore's acting like there should have been a foul on the defense, but I don't know. Goes back to the Maroons. Pittington to inbound from the left baseline. Now Andrew Sampson got knocked to the floor. Billups has it. Now it's Ely on high left side. Pittington left wing. To Billups, posted up. Comes out of the paint. Gives to Rios. Now high right side to Ely. She'll reset. 6:35 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trailing 35-29. Ely gives to Pittington right baseline. Now out to Crompton on the right wing.
Go take the ball from her, Kylie.
Crompton on the dribble. Gets a pick from Billups. Stops, kicks out to Ely. Now Rios between the circles. Being guarded by Caleb. High post to Billups. Now right baseline to Crompton, or Pittington. Lost it, got it back. Now threw it right between the legs of Billups, and the Streaks are going to get it back on the Moline turnover.
11 turnovers now for the Maroons. The Streaks really could use a score here and cut this one, get it down to just a couple of possessions.
6:09 to play in the ball game. Kylie Townsend with a Moline still in that 1-2-2 zone. Sage out on the right side. Long three-pointer. That's short. Rebound comes down to Billups. She was way out. That's, I think, the longest one I've seen her attempt.
That was a heat check right there.
Yeah. And they were closing out a little bit. Then Tracy Santamore calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout with 5:53 to play. Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandberg Mall. And Galesburg provides our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Check out the certified pre-owned Nissan Rogue that we're driving. Black leather interior. Very nice car. Not only that, one of the other things you might not know about Galesburg Nissan, they have an entire rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan. Extensive model selection, new and late model Nissan rental cars to meet any needs you've got. Competitive daily rates with up to 400 miles per day. Special three-day weekend rates, lower weekly rates as well. They accept and match major insurance rental coverages. So if you're looking for something, you're getting your car repaired or whatever the case may be, somebody's coming in town, relatives coming in, need a vehicle, give them a call at 342-4121 to reserve your rental car. A Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandberg Mall. 5:53 to play. Streaks trailing 35-29. Maroons with the basketball. Piddington to inbound from the far sideline to Rios, left of the center circle.
Streaks really have to amp up the defensive intensity here. It's flustered them so far.
Ely down the left side on the give and go and lays it up with the right hand off the glass and in.
That double screen up top has really caused some issues for the Streaks because the guards aren't doing a good job of getting through it. You've got to go underneath it because they're not even trying to shoot threes out of that set.
Kayla gives to Sage, left wing, top of the key. It's Kylie, now back to Sage. Now Kayla left baseline. Fakes, drives, penetrates. Nice dump over to Ellen Junk. Leans in up off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to Billups. I think
Ellen should not have put that ball on the floor.
Yeah, and I think she was expecting some contact also and didn't get it, so it was too hard on the shot.
Yeah, she's got to go right up with it. Right when she catches that ball, she's got to go up with it.
Now travel. A travel, yep, goes against Rio. She took the handoff that same play again as they did with Ely. Went into the high post to Crompton. As she went by to get the handoff, she took a step before she put the ball on the floor.
She thought it was the halfback dive.
Streaks have it. Sage Milroy across midcourt with it. To Ellen, left baseline. Out to Kayla, out high left side. Dribbles left.
Trying to run the screen for Sage to get her in the corner, but Moline sniffed it out.
Kayla penetrates, left baseline, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit, rebound comes down to Crompton. I think she was surprised she was as wide open as she was.
Well, I also think she thinks that Billups can jump with her, and she can't. So if you get Billups or Crompton coming out on you, you just got to be ready to shoot that ball because they're not going to try to block her shot.
Crompton kicks out to Piddington, now right baseline. It's Ely outside the three-point arc. Penetrates down the baseline. Nice bounce for Billups. She kicks it back out to Rios, top of the key for three. That's too strong. And Billups goes over the back and gets a rebound, and a jump ball's called. And fortunately for the Streaks, a possession arrow points their way as Emily Minert replaces.
I feel like we just got the last jump ball.
I know.
I'm not going to complain.
Emily Minert replaces Ellen Junk with 4:15 to play. Streaks trailing 37-29. Streaks got to get some offense going and quickly. Right baseline, Kayla out to Kylie. Now it's Sage between the circles. Right wing, Andrea. Back to Sage. Now Kylie between the circles penetrates. Back out to Sage to Kayla on the left wing. Kayla can take Crompton on the baseline if she goes that way.
Yeah, I don't know why she's not.
Now she steps back, fires a three. That's short. Rebound comes
Kayla's
down to Crompton.
Kayla's got to start attacking because she's 0-9 from outside and she's doing, you know, she's done a great job of getting inside. She just hasn't finished.
Crompton penetrates, kicks back out. They're going to spread
going
the floor
now.
Yep. Rios has a 3:39 to play. Now it's Crompton out on the left side working against Emily Minert out near midcourt.
Streaks haven't recognized yet, but you've got to get out there.
And Crompton lost the ball. Now Emily's going to get a call for the reach that time.
Well, Coach Matsey's got to tell them they've got to get out there because they're going to go four corners here. Here comes another ball handler onto the floor.
Teeley checks in. She'll replace Ely as that's the second foul on Emily Minert.
Ely's had a lot of issues handling the basketball with the pressure from the Streaks guards.
Rios in the backcourt brings it across right of the center circle. Working against Andrea Sampson. Now at high right side to Piddington against Sage.
Now the Streaks are going to trap corners.
Gets it to Billups on the right wing. Billups gets...
Oh, come on. You know, we go through this entire game, and you're not calling any touches, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, Emily Minert gets called for a touch foul as Billups is falling out of bounds. That's the third on Emily. I'm not sure how many team fouls, honestly. I can't see on the board. I'm not sure who's what. The PA guy just said 16 foul. So Molina will be shooting from here on out as they miss, and Emily Minert comes down with a rebound. Now a touch foul on Teeley on the rebound. So Hannah Teeley with her second foul of the ball game, and see how many team fouls that is on the Maroons. I think He didn't say the details that time. Thank you. this is Emily Miner down the left block on the feed from Taylor. Rolls it up and in, and she's fouled.
That one kind of hung up there.
Yeah. The foul goes against Billups. So Emily Meinert with a basket, chance of the three-point play, 37-31 now, still 2:55 to play in the ballgame. Plenty of time for the Streaks, but going to have to play good defense and hit some free throws, and Emily Meinert does. As she's thinking about today's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game. Streaks pick up with full court pressure, prompt into inbound.
This is the big advantage the Streaks have. Oh, okay. Santa Moore gets a call, timeout, but the Streaks' pressure has really bothered Moline, and they haven't been able to set it up because they're not hitting shots.
So a 30-second timeout called by Tracy Santamore with 2:54 to play. 37-32 is the Maroons here. As the Streaks had a good start to the game, they led 17-6 at the end of the first quarter and then just kind of fell apart in that second quarter, got outscored 17-3.
Then somebody started talking about how great we were shooting it in this gym.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Outscored 12-6 in that third quarter and now trail 37-32. So slowly fighting their way back into it. And Moline's going to set up against the pressure. This time they'll have Teeley inbound. Streaks don't want to get burned long here. They know they tried that one other time, and Ellen Junk made a good defensive play. In it comes to Billups. Now back to Teeley. Now it's Rios, and they turn it over, threw it right to Coach Massey. As Rios barely got a hand on it even.
Yeah, they're not very good handling the pressure from the Streaks.
Now Teeley goes out, and Ely replaces her. Kayla Towns with an inbound. Gives to Sage, back to Kayla, left wing. Now Sage out between the circles on the dribble with 2:40 to play. Kayla between the circles now, left wing, Andrea. Back to Kayla out high left side, dribbles left, kicks to Andrea, left baseline for three, short right on the money, nearly had the rebound, it got knocked away. Now Emily Miner picks it up, puts it up, can't hit, and Billups comes down with a rebound for the Maroons. Emily just too strong off the board with it under the basket. Now a touch foul on Kayla as Ely's dribbling down, and Kayla picks up her second, and then Moline's going to go to the free throw line. Alyssa Ely will step up. First time she's been to the line tonight. She's got 4 points all here in the second half. So the Streaks, a couple of cracks at it. Couldn't get one to fall. 2:23 to play. Ely missed the free throw. Rebound got knocked away from Andrea Sampson by Crompton, and Rios comes up with it. You can't have that. You got to be able to get that. Not much really Andrea could do, as just as she was getting her hands there, Crompton reached up and knocked it away. Piddington gives to Rios, left of the center circle.
Well, if I'm Coach Massey, I'm thinking about fouling early in this one. Oh, and another turnover.
Looks like Andrea Sampson got in there as Rios tried to penetrate, tried to go up with a shot. Andrea knocked it off of her leg. Now it's Kayla with it. Out high from the right side, three-pointer. That's an air ball, and it's going to go back to the Maroons. Yeah, she was out. Kayla was just out. Well, she hadn't shot well tonight, number one, but she was out way far on that one.
Yeah, Kayla really has to take the ball off the drive. We've got to quit worrying about the threes.
Full court pressure, Crompton inbound. They try to go long, and they overthrew Rios, but she's able to run it down still and got the shot up and in. That was a good play by Rios to be able to grab that, to just let it bounce right into her hands and went up with a shot. Now the Streaks turn it over, try to get it down to Emily Miner, but Billups had doubled down, stepped in front, and stole the pass away. 39-32 Maroons, 1:37 to play
Streaks
in the ballgame.
All out of sorts. Every time it looks like they're putting together a run, they do something like that. Now we're going to get another call on Miner for the reach.
That's her fourth, and that's going to put Crompton at the free throw line, where she's been perfect tonight, 5 for 5.
This game reminds me of 2 years ago. Streaks played up here and lost 39-30.
Yeah.
Just were not able to get anything going offensively. They had they came out and they were up 8-2 after one, but they only scored 22 points the rest of the way, including 2 points in the second, 7 points in the third, and they got 13 in the fourth, but weren't able to climb the hill.
Not a pretty shot by Crompton, but that was her first miss right there. She made the first, missed the second, so 6 for 7 from the line. Rebound, Kylie Townsell. Streaks need to hurry and get some offense going. 1:23 to play. Still spread out in midcourt is Kayla Townsell and directing traffic, and Streaks need to go.
They've got to do something.
Now Sage with it. Left wing, puts it on the floor to Kylie, left baseline. Back out to Kayla. Out high on the left side, 1:08 to play. Now Kayla penetrates, gets between the defenders, up off the glass, missed it. Rebound, Emily Meinert got knocked away from behind, got knocked to the floor, and Crompton comes away with it.
Oh, that's what we need to see more of Kayla, but unfortunately she just was off on that one.
Now Crompton pushing off. The push off, that should not be a foul on Emily Minor. Crompton is pushing her arm away. And the only reason there was contact was because her arm was out there pushing Emily, but Emily got called for her fifth foul.
Yeah, and she'll foul out 7 points, five rebounds, and a block.
So Emily Minor disqualified with 51 seconds to play in the game, and Crompton's going to go to the free throw line with two more shots. I don't know how you can let a player the entire game get away with that. Missed two in a row now. Rebound, Kayla Townsell.
Got to go.
Kayla with it. 43 seconds to play. Now Megan Lingenfelter replaced Emily. Now it's Kayla. Treeks need to get toward the basket.
Shoot, Megan. Megan's got Billups on her around that circle.
Andrea for three from the right baseline. That's too strong, and the rebound comes down to Rios, and it's going to be a foul on Kylie Townsville. She wrapped up Rios from behind, reaching for the ball, and that's going to be all for Kylie. That's her fifth foul. She'll foul out with 4 points.
4 points, two rebounds.
So Kylie fouls out.
One assist, one steal, and two blocks. You know, This is just one of those games where the Streaks just kind of melted down after that first quarter. They came out so hot, led 17-6, but you know that pretty much the blow was the 22-0 run where the Streaks just couldn't seem to do anything right offensively.
Rios hits the first. Now Tracy Santamore calls her girls off off the lane. They're all back on the defensive end with 29 to play as Rios hits the second.
The Streaks have got to shoot threes, and unfortunately, they haven't been shooting them very well.
Now, Ellen Junk drives down the right side. Runner up off the glass, no good. Billups with the rebound with 20 seconds to play.
This is going to be a tough loss for the Streaks.
Now, Ellen's going to get called for the reach. Teeley will go to the free throw line. That is the second foul on Ellen Junk.
Well,
15.3 to play, 42-32, Moline with the lead.
Streaks are going to finish the season swept in the Quad Cities.
Yeah, that's right. We won at Alleman.
Oh, that's right.
We have
one game.
As Teeley hits the first free throw. And Coach Santamore puts the other seniors back in, Gomez and Finch. How much of a crowd here for Moline tonight? Pretty good student section. But, yeah, parents-wise, not too many here. Second shot is up and good for Hannah Teeley. 14 seconds to play. Streaks trail by 12, 44-32. Megan Lingenfelter for three on high left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Teeley, and she lost it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks with 6 seconds to play. Kayla to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes off the hands of Ellen Junk. Ely comes up with it to Rios. With 2 seconds to play, Rios will pick it up and swings it to the left wing, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons tonight. Final score, Moline 44, Galesburg 32. So the Streaks fall to 21-6 and 5-3 in the Western Big Six. The Maroons now 5-4 in the Western Big Six Conference. Pick up their 4-4 in the Western Big Six, and pick up their 15th win on the season against 9 losses. Streaks fall 44-32. We'll come back and talk about this one. We'll run down our stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 44-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on the 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
When you think about the things that truly enrich your life, your friends and family pop to the top of the list. But what if you could help enrich someone else's life? EPIC is a not-for-profit organization designed to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities live a full and rewarding life. We're looking for great host families who want to grow their family and are ready to provide encouragement, understanding, and love to our individuals. Being a host family provider is a contracted position in which you are reimbursed monthly. Epic provides all necessary training to potential families, and we also provide relief staff for up to 20 hours per month per person and 14 days of vacation each year. There are many benefits to being a host family, but everyone can agree. It's the additional love brought into the home that is the most enriching. We are now expanding our host family program into the Galesburg area. Visit epicci.org to find out how you can help enrich someone's life. Epic, empowering people, inspiring capabilities.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Back in the day, you'd go in, sit down, they'd measure your foot and start bringing the boxes. That was shoe shopping. Free Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee still does that. They boast the brands you know you love. Sass, Sperry, Timberland, Merrell, Skecher, Rockport, Dansko, and Clogs, and the service that died out at most places 20 years ago. And Breedlove's offered 10% off all men's and women's shoes every single day. When it's time for new kicks, it's got to be the old-fashioned shoe shop at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streak's head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here in downtown area, the Streaks fall to the Maroons, final score 44-32. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project, joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, one of those really, really strange games. Eric compared it to, we had a game up here a couple of years ago that was real similar to this, low scoring. And, boy, you came out and you were in control in that first quarter, up 17-6, and the bottom just fell out for whatever reason. I know they had switched to that 1-2-2 zone.
Yeah, and when they did that, unfortunately, when they went 1-2-2, we didn't hit shots that we ended up made earlier, and so that made it a tough thing for us that way. And, you know, you can't just say, well, oh, we didn't shoot the ball well, but we certainly, we lost our momentum, and then I thought we kind of lost our focus. There were some things in defensively we gave up there at the end that were unfortunate.
You end up, I think we had, just 3 points in that second quarter, and even the entire second half, you had a couple of threes, a couple of twos, and a couple of free throws. And you know, the girls know as well as you that it's hard to win a game when you're not putting the ball in the basket.
Right. And, the problem for us is obviously becomes, you know, it's not the first time all year that it's been an issue for us, that there's times we have trouble scoring points. And, you'd like to say, well, oh, they have trouble against a zone, but, you know, you look, we've had trouble against man-to-man sometimes too. And, we make some shots and it becomes a much different thing.
Yeah, well, and early on, of course, Sage came out, hit a couple of threes, and they obviously made a concerted effort to not let her get open looks, and she really didn't get too many others. She was able to hit a couple in the second half, but not without a lot of work and a long way from the basket. So they really did a good job of keeping her from getting those looks. Early on, it seemed like you were getting some more looks to the inside, but once they got to that 1-2-2, you were having trouble even getting into the high post.
Right, and I mean the problem you've got is that their size inside, that it was hard to punish them and get things to score inside, because even if we got it inside, it was hard to score over them.
So Moline comes out with a win. You'll be back in action on Saturday. As we kind of, we were talking about this beforehand, how the season's winding down quickly. Of course, a week from tonight, you'll take a trip down to Quincy, then Rock Island at home. But you got the shootout coming up Saturday. Always a great day. So there will be some really, really good basketball played at John Thiel Gym. Of course, you got the number one team in 2A. Byron will be there. Stillman Valley with a young lady that you guys are going to see that she's going to be playing at Arkansas. Of course, the boys with Lake Forest Academy. It's really a great day. If anybody's a basketball fan, a great day to be at John Thiel
Gym. You know, hopefully it is. You know, like for years, you know, people complained, you know, before the boys got their Thanksgiving tournament back, and Coach Reynolds has worked hard to develop, you know, the tournaments, and they had such a great field in the King tournament, and now the, you know, the teams that we've got coming in there, it's just going to be a great high school basketball day, and hopefully we'll get some Galesburg people out and support it.
Coach, thanks so much for talking with us. Appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout here. Streaks fall 44-32. We'll run down some postgame stats. Name our day's auto body, crunch time, player of the game, and more coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Small town living at its finest. K-12 school, grocery store, the safety of its own police force. You will discover life in Williamsfield is great after you move into the three-bedroom ranch that's for sale by owner on North Pine. Almost an acre for the kids to explore and an open floor plan. Log on to Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialist providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Are you wearing the new blue WGIL button? Pick one up today at one of our participating sponsors listed online at WGIL.com.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons. Final score, Moline 44, Galesburg 32. And, yeah, I mean, 12 points in the second half. Well, in fact, 15 points through
three quarters,
yeah. And that's, yeah, it's tough to win a ball game when you and like Coach Massey said, you just can't say, well, it wasn't, we didn't shoot well. Yeah, that was part of it, but you know, gave up some things defensively that you wouldn't normally, and just like you said, seemed out of sorts on the offensive end against that 1-2-2.
Well, it was the 1-2-2, but I also honestly think it was the Streaks had a little bit of fear in going inside against the two bigs. And And, you know, the way the game was being called, it kind of allowed for that, because you knew that there wasn't a lot being called inside when you went in there, so you had to be ready for what was going to be kind of a difficult time period. So, however, you know, you've got to find ways to work out of those kind of things, and as the season progresses, you've got to be ready, because as Coach Massey often reminds us, you know, the other teams are getting these tapes, so once they see the struggles, I mean, 17 points against the man-to-man, and then you go 1-2-2, and you only score 15 points the rest of the way. Yeah. That's going to be something other teams are going to look at and be like, okay, we're going to try to do this.
Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. We will start off with scoring. Sage Milroy, 14 for the Streaks, 4 three-pointers, a two-pointer. Let's see, we drop down to Emily Minert with 7 points before she fouled out. 3 baskets, 1 for 1 from the line, 5 rebounds, a block as well. Let's see, 6 points for Kayla Townsend. All those came in the first half. 1 basket, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Kylie Townsend with 4 before she fouled out. A 3-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line, a couple of rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a couple of blocks as well. 1 point for Ellen Junk on 1 for 2 from the line. Megan Lingenfelter did not score. Streaks 5 for 9 from the line. 5 three-pointers in the ball game. For the Maroons, they were led by the senior Crystal Rios with 20 points. She really sparked them in that second quarter with 10 points in that second, including a couple of three-pointers. She had six twos, two threes, and two for two from the line. 12 points for Atlanta Crompton. She hit three baskets, six for nine from the free throw line. In fact, she hit her first six free throws and then missed her last three. Let's see, 6 points for Megan Piddington on three baskets, 4 points for Alyssa Ely on a couple of baskets, 0 for 2 from the line, 2 points for Hannah Teeley on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Leticia Billups did not score. Let's see, Moline, 10 for 17 from the line, just the 2 3-pointers from Rios.
Team stat-wise, not a lot of stats in this game, period, so it was pretty easy to calculate. 16 turnovers for Moline. She only turned the ball over 11 times, so they did a good job of handling the basketball, as they have done in recent vintage. It was the rebounding that was the huge issue. Streets got out-rebounded 37-20 in the game, including 11-5 on the offensive board. Moline shot at 16 of 39 from the field, including 2 of 6 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 11 of 40, 5 of 24 from downtown. So they did not shoot it well from downtown today. And, you know, you compare that to the first half, they were 3 of 12, so they were 2 of 12 in the second half from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Emily Miner had 5 rebounds, 1 block. Ellen Junk had a pair of rebounds and a block. Sage Milroy had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Andrea Sampson with a board and 3 assists. Megan Lingenfelter, a rebound and 2 steals, and those actually came on back-to-back possessions when the Streaks were trying to get back into it, so she might be a candidate for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Kayla Townsend, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 3 steals. Kylie Townsend, 2 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and 2 blocks.
All right, our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks fall 44-32. We'll come back, wrap things up. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, good. The tow truck.
Ooh-wee. You really crashed it, huh, lady?
Yeah, I got cut off and I...
Well, Bubba's is close.
No, tow it to Dave's Auto Body.
How about Lumpy's?
No.
Or I have a buddy who could help you out.
No, Dave's is the best.
Uh-huh.
They're fast, clean, plus I get a lifetime warranty for as long as I own the car.
Yes, ma'am. Dispatch? Yeah, got another one for Dave's.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Dave's Auto Body, Galesburg.
Say, what's for lunch?
Breakfast.
No, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast for lunch?
Yep.
Then what's for dinner?
Breakfast is.
I thought you said breakfast was for lunch.
Well, I totally did.
But now you're saying breakfast is for dinner.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So, wait, is lunch for breakfast?
No, breakfast is for breakfast. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, which includes the Egg McMuffin, hot cakes, and hash browns, anytime is delicious breakfast time.
Man, I'm heading to McDonald's. Have a good afternoon.
Don't you mean good morning?
I do now.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons. 44-32 was the final score. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You know, we mentioned Megan Lingenfelter, a couple of big steals. Ellen Junk actually had a good steal that... you thought maybe it was going to make a difference, but this young lady really, the only thing the Streaks had going offensively, not only that, she added 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, a couple of steals, and after, you know, being wide open a couple of times early, hitting a couple of threes, they really did a good job clamping down on her defensively, but she was still able to get free in that second half and cut it to, what, 5, I think, at one point there in the in the fourth, or was it 37-32? Is that right?
Yeah, we got it down to 37-32 at one point,
and really it was her offense. I mean, really, that, like I said, we didn't have a whole lot of offense in the game, but that was kind of it, and that's the direction we're going to go tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go with Sage Milroy, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, like Tom told you about. Probably the most impressive thing with how the defense kind of altered the game for Moline was that she finished this night shooting 5 of 9 from the field, including 4 of 8 from downtown. And, you know, you think that she shoots 4 of 8 from downtown, she's probably having a pretty good night. But realistically, if Sage shoots 4 of 8 from downtown, it means that she didn't get hit enough. And yeah. probably needed a couple more looks. Now, that credit Moline's defense. I don't think that was a streak malfunction. I think Moline's defense was just that good.
So Sage Milroy, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's as they're starting their 41st year in business. Well, tough one for the streaks tonight, and you're so right. 2 years ago up here, it's almost an identical game, except for the fact that I don't think we jumped out to an early.
We did. It was 8-2 after one.
Okay, so we did. It was really low scoring, and You know, one of these teams, they get back in it, they get some confidence, and we kind of lost our mojo, so to speak.
Now in the last few years, ever since they lost, who's the gal that they had that went to Eastern Michigan, Marquisha
Harris, yeah.
Yeah, ever since they had Marquisha kind of put them on the top of this conference for a couple of years. But ever since then, they've been kind of more of a slow-it-down type of team that runs through the offense and, you know, tries to pound you inside with their big post players. And, you know, that's the kind of team that gives the streaks fits, A, because the game is played at a much slower pace than they prefer, but also because it takes a lot of possessions off the clock that you might have. So, you know, you look at that fourth quarter that the streaks had, you know, in probably an average game, if we charted possessions, they probably would have had at least five more possessions.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a huge difference if you can get points on even a couple of those. But the streaks didn't, and we sit here with our third conference loss and all three of them happening up here in the Quad Cities.
Streaks fall 44-32. Thanks again also to Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. Again, tomorrow night, Galesburg boys will be up in the Quad Cities. They'll be at United Township High School in East Moline. Going to be a tough task for the Streaks. Moline or United Township ranked 7th in Class 4A. They're 20-3 and 6-0 in the Western Big Six.
They just moved up three spots, too.
They
were 10th coming into the last week. They were 10th, and they moved up three spots to 7.
So up by 3 to number 7, so getting some recognition statewide. We'll have that one tomorrow night, Brad Benowitz, and I'll be there along with Brad around 7:06 for the pregame and 7:30 tip. Another girls game coming up Saturday afternoon, as we talked about with Coach Massey. Stillman Valley will be the opponent Saturday afternoon around 3:10 for the pregame. Might be a little late by that time, several games as they start early.
Rockies wins their 6th straight conference title with a 57-18 win over Alleman. So congrats to them. They've been a steamroller the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Not many teams have been able to even touch them. I'm trying to see if I can quick find a UT Quincy score, but I'm not having much success.
All right. And last check, UT was up in that one at halftime.
Yeah, they were up by 13 at half. So I would imagine UT came out with the win, but just have not seen the score.
All right. Well, the streaks again fall here tonight, 44-32. Saturday afternoon, they'll play Stillman Valley at the Galesburg Shootout. Eric and I will be there for that. Around 3:10 for the pregame, 3:30 scheduled tip. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Cody McIntyre. Streaks fall 44-32. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erta saying goodnight from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.